70% of what we communicate is not through our words. My name is Gloria Campbell, president of Advantage Training Systems in St. Petersburg, Florida. And how we correctly communicate our body language in the workplace is one of those things that's really key. The first thing you want to do is understand that body language really communicates 70% of what we're thinking and how we're feeling to other people. So be cognizant of that. There are some cues that you want to keep in mind. One, if you're talking to someone and they lean forward, that normally indicates that they're interested and engaged in what you're saying. If they move back, if their head is down, if they're not making eye contact, it normally means that you're really not communicating or you're not reading interested in what someone is saying. Certainly an open position with your hands indicate that you're willing to receive and you're engaged. A closed position means that I really am not interested or I really don't care what you're saying. Also remember that facial expressions, a smile indicates that, yeah, I like what I'm hearing. A frown or a pout indicates that, no, I don't like that. Understanding and interpreting body language is a key to effective communications. My name is Gloria Campbell with Advantage Training Systems in St. Petersburg, Florida. Understand how to read body language, and you'll be a good communicator.